Boker Tov on this fine Friday day. We just wanted to deliver a short Parsha thought. So in this week's Torah portion, Parsha Pinchas, here in the land of Israel, we encounter the zealotry of Pinchas, where Pinchas takes a sword and kills Zimri and Cozbi Batzur in front of the entire people. So is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, according to the Torah, it was a great thing. God rewards him, gives him a briti shalom, covenant of peace. What are we to learn from this? It seems like Pinchas took the law into his own hands. He didn't even bother asking the court and did an act of zealotry, passionate action. And that seems good. In fact, there's another place where we see that this is good, by the golden calf. And Moshe and the Levites, they scream out, Mila Hashem Alai, who is for God? And they take care of the sinners. The Maccabees might be another example of zealots who are fighting for the Lord. So it seems like, you know, zealotry comes out on top. But, as both Rabbi Foreman and Rabbi Jonathan Sacks point out, and Rav Nevin Saul, it's a little bit more complicated if we view things in their greater context. Because there are a lot of times in the Torah when zealotry does not come out with such a positive perspective. So, for example, the first story that comes to mind with me is the Shimon and Levi story, where Shimon and Levi act with zealotry, killing the sons of Shechem. And Yaakov Avinu rebukes them and says, you've made me ugly. Of course, they defend themselves, and they say, well, they were treating our sister like a harlot. The Torah seems to end off like both sides have a point. But the end of Bereishis, when Yaakov is blessing them, he does not bless Shimon. He says, you've used kli hamas, vessels of badness, of violence. And he really is not happy with what they did. And it seems like the Torah isn't so thrilled about it either. Another example of zealotry that seems to have gone a bit awry is the story of Eliyahu. The Torah specifically links Elijah the prophet to Pinchas, because Elijah says in Malachim, Kano Kaniti, which means I've been very zealous. The same words that Pinchas uses. However, in that context, it seems to have a negative outcome, because Pinchas is zealous for God, and he asks that God withhold rain from the Jewish people. And what's God's response? Ultimately, he takes the crown of power from Elijah, and he says, all right, we have a new prophet in town. His name is Elisha. You lose your prophethood. In other words, you can't be the leader of the Jewish people if you're going to be acting without love and compassion towards them. Similarly, Rav Jonathan Sacks and others point out that although Pinchas was a great man, he does not become the leader. The leader is Joshua. So, what are we to make of this, especially in the world we live in, where unfortunately people use God as an excuse to do horrible things? So, is it okay to take the law into our own hands? And the answer is, well, it kind of depends. In the context of Pinchas, there were people dying all over the place. There was an open rebellion against God and Moshe. People, for the first time, were openly doing sexual sins and idolatry to make a statement. They're doing it in public to say, there is no God, we can do what we want. And we are just bodies, we're not souls. In that context, looking at what happened in retrospect, Pinchas did do the right thing. And there are times for passionate serving of God. In fact, Rav Nevin Saul points out that the Gemara in Brachos points out, why is it that the earlier generations were privy to miracles and we are not? Because they were mostly nefesh. They didn't think so much. They just went and acted with passion and zeal. And there's even a crazy story about this rabbi who, like, gets angry at someone who's not dressed seriously and strips her coat from her because she was not sneezily dressed, not modest. And then it turns out, oops, she wasn't even Jewish. So he gets fined 400 zuzim because of his act of you know, not being patient. So why does the Gemara bring this down? To teach us, yeah, he made a mistake, but that's the essence of zealotry. You just go with your gut. And that has pros and cons. So thing number one is you got to make sure what you're doing is totally l'shem shamayim. So often people are really angry or upset or getting emotional, and they use God as an excuse. But if you're not 100% purely acting for God, then it will likely go awry and it will not end up having a good result. Pinchas' intentions are purely for God. He even risked his life. And that's one of the reasons why it works. The second thing is you really need to know the facts on the ground. A lot of times people act with zealotry and they actually don't have all the information. A silly example, I put up my sign for my Shabbat meal, where of course there's no mixed dancing, but someone for some reason thought that there's mixed dancing and they graffitied all over my poster, stealing basically from me. This is an act of zealotry, but it was false information zealotry, because they wrote, Banim v'banot, boys and girls should not dance together, which is true, I agree, but they just didn't have all the information. So have all the information, and third, think what's going to be the consequences of this act of zealotry. If it's going to lead to more love and connection, beautiful. But if the zealotry is going to lead to disconnect, don't do it. Like we know the story in the Second Temple, the zealots burnt the stock of food, and because of that, the Second Temple ended being destroyed without us being able to defend ourselves. So it's a mixed bag. On a practical level, I would say we need more passion in our service of God, in our prayer, in our learning, in our kindness, in the way we treat people. We should be zealots for love, not zealots for hate in the world we live in. Not angry. Never act out of anger. Only act out of love. And if we are going to be, you know, giving someone mussar, make sure we're purely doing it for God, to defend His honor and nothing to do with us. So I hope that helps a little bit. It helps me figure out what we do with this zealotry question. Have a wonderful Shabbat.